Title: Amen DJ Intro Rebuild Playbook Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass DJ intro using the Amen break, and we're doing it stock only in Ableton Live 12. When I say mastering here, I don't mean we're finishing a whole commercial release. I mean we're making an intro that's mix-ready for DJs. Clean timing, predictable phrasing, controlled low-end, tight transients, and a spectrum that leaves room for the outgoing track. The goal is simple. When your intro plays in a club mix, it layers easily, and when your drop hits, it feels bigger because you didn't waste all your headroom early. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar intro at around 174 BPM, with Amen variations, filter movement, a couple of tasteful space throws, and a safe, beginner-friendly master chain. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Go to Arrangement View, because we're building a DJ tool and phrase clarity matters. Now add locator markers at bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25, and bar 33. These are your 8-bar blocks. DJs feel music in these chunks, and you want your intro to speak in those chunks too. Now make 3 groups, even if you keep it simple. Create a drums group, an FX group, and optionally a music group if you want Atmos later. Keeping things grouped makes gain staging and pre-master control way easier. Next, create 2 return tracks. Returner will be your reverb throw return. Name it verb. Return B will be your delay throw return. Name it dub delay. Before we even pick reverb settings, here is a coach move that prevents muddy mixes. Put EQ 8 first on each return track. Yes, first, before the reverb or delay. High pass it somewhere around 250 to 500 HE. And if your sends get splashy, low pass around 8 to 12 KHZ. This way, even if you get excited and automate big sends, you're not feeding low-end sludge into long effects. Now let's bring in the Amen. Drag an Amen break audio file onto an audio track and name it Amen. Click the clip, and in clip view turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. This tends to keep the punch and keeps the loop stable at DNB tempo. If the loop feels like it's wobbling, transient loop mode can help too. Now we slice it, because slicing is the beginner-friendly superpower for jungle edits without losing the vibe. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, using the built-in slicing preset. Ableton creates a drum rock where each transient becomes a pad. Perfect. Now you can program predictable DJ-friendly repetition, and then sprinkle variations where you want them. Now build the foundation. The clean 8-bar DJ loop. On the new drum rock track, create a MIDI clip that's 8 bars long. Here's the mindset. Bars 1 through 8 should be predictable, not boring predictable. A DJ is beat matching, setting EQs, cueing the next section. You are providing a stable platform. Beginner method. Find the main hits in the Amen. There's usually a kickish thump, a snare-ish crack, and the smaller ghost notes and hats around it. Start by placing the main kick and snare slices, so they feel like the original groove. Then add a few ghost notes. If you're struggling, it's totally acceptable to make a 1-bar pattern and duplicate it across 8 bars. In DNB DJ intros, repetition is a feature. Now we tighten and make it mix-ready using stock devices. On the Amen drum rack track, at EQ 8 first, set a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 35 to 45 Hz. You're removing rumble, not removing weight. If you go too high, the Amen loses its body. If the loop sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q. And if it needs a bit more snap, try a small boost around 4 to 7 KHZ, just 1 or 2 dB. Go easy, Amen plus hats can get sharp fast. Next, add drum bus. Start with drive around 8%. Keep crunch low at first, like 0 to 10%. For intros, I usually keep boom off, because boom can make the low end too self-important, and you actually want DJ safe low end early on. Then bring up transient, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, just enough to get the slices speaking clearly. And add a bit of the drum bus compressor, like 10 to 30%, to glue it. After that, add saturator, set it to analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of the best beginner tricks for making drums audible on smaller systems without just turning the fader up. You're adding harmonics, not just level. Now, hats. Create a new track called Hats. Add a drum rack and load a closed hat from the core library. Program classic offbeats, the end of each beat. Then, at the end of every 4 or 8 bars, add a tiny 16th note run. Keep it short. This is a DJ intro, not a drum solo. Process hats with EQ 8, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Hats don't need low mid. Then add autopan for a little movement. Keep it subtle. Amount around 20 to 35%. Sync rate 1/8 or 1/16. This keeps the intro alive without messing with the center punch of the amen. Now we're going to build energy ramps. And this is the real playbook part. Put auto filter on the amen track. Try it after your punch processing first. But feel free to experiment with placing it earlier if you prefer a cleaner filter sound. Set it to a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. And if you want a touch more attitude, add a small amount of filter drive, like 0 to 6 dB. Here's the automation move for bars 1 through 8. Start the cutoff around 600 Hz to 1 kHz. Then slowly open it as the intro approaches bar 9. By bar 9, you might be around 3 kHz. And by bar 16 you can be pushing 8 to 12 kHz. That gradual opening reads as energy, but it stays mixable because the low end hasn't suddenly changed and the groove stayed steady. Now let's set up the reverb throw properly. On return A, after that EQ 8 you already placed, add reverb. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Medium to large size. In the reverb settings, use low cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. And consider a high cut around 8 to 12 kHz so it doesn't turn into fizzy wash. Now the key. Don't just send the whole drums to reverb. This is throw culture. You pick moments. Automate the send to return a so it spikes on the last snare of every 8 bars. That becomes a phrase marker. It's subtle in bars 1 to 8, clearer in 9 to 16, and bigger as you approach the drop. Return B, the delay. After the return EQ, add delay or echo if you like it more. Keep it simple. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 sync, feedback around 15 to 35%, and filter out lows below about 250 Hz. Then automate a small send on a fill or a snare right before bar 17 or bar 25. Think of delay as a little trail that points forward. Now, amen variations, so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. You only need one or two variations per 8 bars. That's it. Too many and it's too early kills DJ usability. Option 1. Reverse a slice. Pick a snare-ish slice or a noisy cymbal slice and reverse it. Then place it leading into a hit. It creates that classic jungle inhale. Option 2. Beat repeat stutter. Put beat repeat on the amen track, but keep it turned off. We're going to automate the device on for specific moments only. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance to 100%, and keep variation low, around 0 to 10, gate around 1/8 to 1/4, then automate it on for the last half bar of bar 16, or the last bar before the drop at bar 32. That's your DJ moment. Option 3. Micro swing. Use the groove pool lightly, maybe 10 to 25% on a simple MPC style groove. The point is tiny movement, not drunk drums. DNB timing needs to stay confident. Now let's lay out the 32 bar arrangement blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Thin and DJ friendly. Filtered amen. Light hats. Minimal effects. This is the here's the tempo and grid section. Bars 9 to 16. More presence. Open the filter more. Add small accent like a clap every couple of bars if you want. And do small reverb throws at phrase endings. This is here's the groove identity. Bars 17 to 24. Tension and movement. Add one reverse or one stutter. Bring in a noise riser quietly, and you can even automate your saturator drive up by about 1 dB across this section. Tiny changes, big perception. This is here's motion, something's coming. Bar is 25 to 32. Pre-drop ramp. Here's a big pro trick. Do a low-end vacuum for the last bar. Put auto filter on the drums group, set it to high pass, and automate from about 30 Hz up to maybe 150 Hz over the last bar. It's not to make the intro weak. It's to make the drop sub feel huge when it returns. Then do a big reverb throw on the last snare, and add a tiny silence right before the drop. Even an 8-note gap is enough. That little stop is a classic club trick, because it resets the ear and makes the downbeat feel like impact. Now, let's do the mastering area checks. Gain staging and safety. Before any master chain, aim for your drums group peaking around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS. Then aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dBFS. This is one of the biggest beginner level ups. You're giving your limiter room to breathe. If your intro feels exciting at these levels, you're doing it right. Drop a spectrum on the master as a quick visual check. Look at bars 1 to 24 and make sure the sub area isn't dominating. Remember, the outgoing track in a DJ mix probably has sub. Your intro should sit on top, not fight it. Also do a mono discipline check. Put a utility on the master, and occasionally hit mono. If your hats disappear or the amen loses punch, you lean too hard on stereo movement. Keep the kick and snare weight centered and reliable. Now add a simple, beginner safe pre-check chain on the master. First, utility. Use it as a trim if needed, not as a make it loud button. Then EQ8, very gentle cleanup only. No massive boosts. Then a limiter. Set the ceiling to -1.0 dB. Watch the limiter gain reduction. If it's doing more than about 2 to 3 dB often, don't fight it with more limiting. Pull your groups down. Balance beats loudness at this stage. Quick common mistake check before we wrap. If your intro has too much sub, it will clash in a mix and your drop won't feel special. If you add too many edits in bars 1 to 8, DJs will hate you, even if the edit is cool. If the top end is harsh, don't just boost highs, less consider smoothing. A gentle multiband dynamics on the drums group can lightly tame the high band when it spikes, without killing brightness. And if your reverb washes out the groove, that's usually because low mids are getting into the reverb. High pass the returns and keep throws selective. Now your practice mission, because this is how it becomes a real skill. Make 3 different 16-bar DJ intros from the same amen, using the exact same samples. Version A. Only filter-based build, no extra edits, just auto-filter automation. Version B, reverb throw-based build, a controlled throw every 4 bars. Version C, edit-based build, one reverse and one beat repeat fill per 8 bars. Bounce them and compare. The best DJ intro is usually the one that feels easiest to mix, not the one with the most tricks. Final recap.